This is WGNS Action Line. Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years. This is a WGNS Action Line. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
Nate, I just realized I'm playing the wrong music for you.
I'm not mad.
I feel like I'm doing you a disservice if I don't. Hold on.
I just changed it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's official, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
This morning in studio, we have guests from Murfreesboro Parks and Rec. And
now, we're good to go now.
What all is happening within the parks?
Man, we got so much going on.
Hold on. Let me get in a little bit more of this song. All right, that's good. Go ahead.
We're going into our spring season, which we're busy year-round, but this is just a special time for us to be able to offer some really fun programs, events, and of course, our facilities that are open year-round. And it's just a time where I feel like everything's coming alive. So you see more people out on the greenway, everything's starting to get really green, and seeing a lot more wildlife. And on top of that, we got some construction projects that are happening and a little bit of growing pains with those, just a little bit.
Murfreesboro Parks and Rec in studio with us today. We've got Nate Williams, Parks Director.
Yeah.
Thomas Laird, King of the Harmonica. And then over here we have Lynn Caldwell, Marketing, Parks and Rec.
There's like a lot of stuff happening within the parks. You got a new park you're about to really start building, and then what else is happening? Yeah. You got Old Fort Parkway.
Right.
Old Fort Park on Old Fort Parkway.
Yeah. We got Veterans Park that kicked off, and you'll see a lot of dirt moving out there. So we're hoping and praying for, you know, kind of a dry spring so we can get a lot done, keep it on schedule. But we're excited about that park, and we've talked about that extensively. If people are curious, they can always go to MurfreesboroParks.com and see what we have going on. But also at Patterson Park Community Center, we just started a project that really kicked off fast. We're going to add some parking, add a splash pad, and then build a new playground. But with that, we're having to take up about 40 spots where the construction area is happening. So parking is just a little bit limited out there right now. So just, we asked for, you know, Patterson's so busy. I think we're just asking for everybody to just be patient just a little bit, maybe go at off times that they're not used to going to, but just understand there will be parking constraints. And then at Old Fort Park is the one that most people would be impacted by. About to start construction of the ball fields and the parking lot out there. So we're taking out the biggest parking lot we have. And that's going to really, you know, cause some issues. A lot of people want to go to Kids Castle as the destination playground, meaning they drive from across town to go there. And we're encouraging everybody, once that project really kicks off in earnest, to try a different destination playground. You know, we have new playgrounds at Siegel Soccer Complex, the community park out there. We also have at General Bragg, brand new playground. So again, always go to MurfreesboroParks.com and you can see what we have. But taking out the biggest parking lot and still keep, you know, keeping tennis activities going on, pickleball activities and skate park. We're just going to go through a little bit of growing pains, but at the end, it's going to be very much worth it. And also at Old Fort Park, we're about to redo the surfacing on the indoor courts at Adams Tennis Complex and the 16 courts adjacent to Adams Tennis Complex.
That's a lot of work to knock out. I mean, you're doing it all too. That's what's cool.
No. I get to work with a really great team. You know, Thomas and his team do a tremendous job leading these projects and making things happen. And we've got a city department that helps us with it when it comes to construction management, project management. And it's a great time to be part of the city of Murfreesboro and, you know, get stuff like this done and provide great and vibrant spaces for the residents of Murfreesboro and the people who visit Murfreesboro.
And we have got in studio with us today harmonica player Thomas Laird, official harmonica player, I believe, for Parks and Rec.
He is the designated.
Okay. And then Lynn
Caldwell. It's on his business card, too.
Is it really? That's impressive. Lynn Caldwell, too. Now, Lynn, do you play any instruments that we should highlight?
I do not. I'm okay. Not very
She's a good singer, though.
Musically inclined.
Sing a little something for us, Lynn.
I'm a bath. You do not want me to sing.
Also happening within the parks, we have Pioneer Days. That's been going on for how many years now?
This is the 49th year. All kinds of activities, all the different live demonstrations, blacksmithing, basket weaving.
That's one of those events where there are literally a ton of people there.
Probably one of their biggest events, that and Harvest Days in the fall.
And the Cedar Bucket.
Is the Cedar Bucket the Cedar still
bucket?
There?
Bucket is
the
there.
Rebuilt Cedar Bucket?
2011, it was rebuilt. Came back from the ashes. We put it in the Christmas parade, and it's been there ever since.
Where is it there?
Yeah, so it's nestled inside one of the outbuildings. You can see it's right next to the general store.
Nestled.
I'm trying to use big radio fancy words for you. So, but, you know, we're leading into 2026, which will be the 50th year of Canonsburg being around. town. So, you know, people are familiar with Canonsburg, and we're revitalizing it and adding a lot of stuff out there, some projects to revamp and enhance, do some new roofing, some foundation projects. So we're excited for celebrating 50 years next year. And, you know, that was a bicentennial project. A lot of people don't know that won third place in the nation.
50th anniversary of Canonsburg itself.
Yeah, next year.
That's pretty cool. Now, some of the buildings there, they are like original old buildings that date back, what, over 100 years?
Yeah, close to it. I think I forgot the oldest building, but all of them were brought in from Rutherford County, different areas in Rutherford County. So each one has some type of historic significance and really just a unique story.
Pretty cool. And weddings are still held at the church that's on site there at Canonsburg, right?
Yeah, you know, I've heard lots of fun stories about people getting married there and different events that have happened. So it's something that people cherish and really enjoy and going and seeing inside. Come see some of the improvements that have happened and then the focus and the investment that we've put into Canonsburg, keeping it as part of our park system.
Now, going back to one of the things you mentioned when we first opened, a new splash pad. That's something that Murfreesboro is going to be introducing. How big is that going to be?
It's hard to explain, but it's going to be a great staple for Patterson right outside. So it's approximately like 60 by 80 feet, but there's kind of a unique angle to it. But it's going to be a great amenity that we don't have. And I think especially at Patterson Park Community Center, right outside the natatorium, which is the aquatics area. And it's going to be great.
And the pad itself that you're walking on, the kids are walking on, is it like that thick rubber? What is it?
It's a concrete surface.
Okay. So, then water squirting up from the ground.
Yeah, different features that spray out water, and you press buttons, it'll keep the water on for so long. You know, our philosophy when it comes to splash pads, especially at a place like Patterson in front of the building, you know, we wanted it to look, when it's not operating, not like an eyesore. So it'll be really just a great feature, something that'll look like it ties into the building, even, you know, when it's not 80 or 90 degrees outside and in the dead of winter. So it'll be a nice space and a great amenity for Patterson Park Community Center.
Will parents have to pay for the kids to go there? How will that work?
Nope, it'll be completely free. So of course, whenever we open anything like this, it'll be very busy. So we'll talk about that and we'll give more timelines leading up to it opening. We don't expect it early this summer. There might be some early fall times that we'll be able to enjoy it that will still be warm enough.
And we've heard a lot of good things about the new skate park that's been now open for what? How many months? 8 months?
Since July. Yeah. I've heard you're out there. Yeah,
every night practicing. Yes.
Giving lessons and everything.
Well,
right?
And what I do is I watch YouTube for about 5 minutes, mm-hmm. learn how to do whatever the trick is, then go out there and bust it.
I had a dream last night. I was skateboarding on the skate park. I've never done it, but I might try.
Just watch YouTube. You can learn how to do it.
It's been great. You know, I drive past it every morning about 7 o'clock, and even at 7 o'clock in the morning, there's always a few people out there. And
really,
it's a busy time, and it's really cool to see. You know, I'll go out there sometimes during the day, and you'll see kids that are 3 and 4, you know, riding around with people who've been skating for 20, 30 years. Everybody's just kind of coalescing and getting along, and, you know, it's a really cool thing to see.
Well, what is the craziest thing you've seen out there? Anybody doing backflips or anything nutty like that?
Everything they do is impressive to me. So
I've seen several, like, large groups that kind of go out, and they kind of do it in tandem, you know, with doing the flips and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty cool to see.
Now, it's free to go there. And when other cities, a lot of the cities, if they have one, they charge admission to get into. So that's unique, I would think, for Murfreesboro.
You know, it's something for us is just adding to quality of life and, you know, more things for people to do. You know, it's just like a playground or a green space or a greenway trail. It's something that I think that people just, you know, adds to the benefit of making Murfreesboro a great place to live, work, and play.
Now, the outdoor pool at SportsCom, that's going to be opening very soon. When does that open?
That opens Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, May 26th.
May 26th. And how does that usually work as far as what time of day do people get there typically?
They're waiting in line. Yeah. It opens at 10 a.m. and there's usually a pretty good sized line.
And all throughout the summer, is there usually a line to get in during the summer?
It levels out. Early part in the summer, it's really crowded, and then we move on. And it's really contingent on how many nice days we get. If we get rain, then we're covered up by the end of the week. But if we have a normal summer, everything levels out.
I was looking at it was a map of the city from 1999, I think it was, but it says the population down there at the bottom. It said, what was it? I think it said 59,000 residents or 58,000 residents. And I'm thinking that was in 99. It's hard to believe the city's grown to, you know, over, what, 180,000 now?
Close to 180.
But with that being said, are there plans in place to one day build another outdoor swimming pool?
You know, it's something we never take out of, you know, our thought process and what could be added. brought up a great point in that we've grown so fast that there's everything we have, basically, you know, we could add more or justify. We just enhanced Siegel Soccer Complex, but we could still use more soccer fields. We're still turning away. Ball fields really is our next thing that we need to look at adding. So we've got different properties that I think would fit and be a good place to add ball fields. I think our mayor and council, you know, once we got Veterans Park going, said, you know, hey, look at ball fields, look at how we can add more, because we're dramatically low. So we're going to be working towards that, looking at the different properties that we have that might be able to be used for that. But, you know, pools are always something you keep in the back of your mind moving forward, and the best use and the best spaces that we have.
Now, what are the up and coming popular sports that youth are playing right now? Because for a long time, soccer was really huge, and I know it still is. And then baseball, t-ball, softball, that was big. But is there one particular sport that you're seeing more traction in?
Our girls volleyball has exploded. We've got almost 300 girls playing girls volleyball this summer on a recreational level. And but 15 years ago, we had a hard time fielding a team. That's one of those sports that's really taken off, and, you know, it's going to hit us this year. Just gym space alone for practice, and it's starting to grow in the terms of basketball.
And for gym space, where do y'all usually go?
Well, currently during the summer, we don't have as many adult leagues in the summertime for both volleyball and basketball. So it's SportsCom, Patterson, McFadden Community Center. We utilize all the gym space we have available. And with it being summer, and we've added to our outdoor pickleball inventory, some of the pickleball players can move outdoors now.
Is it hard to find referees for all the different sports that you guys do offer?
It really is, and I think we're the beginner level for most sports, so getting those young people in, getting them trained. Another big part of what our athletic staff does a good job of doing is training the parents, because without parents having the right perspective, it's very difficult to keep and retain referees.
That's got to be so hard, though.
Yes, and, you know, a big credit to, you know, not only the coaches' training and the way the parents behave, but, I mean, we had 167 basketball teams, so we're running 20 to 25 referees on a Saturday, and managed to have that many willing to do youth basketball.
So that's wild. I mean, the way Murfreesboro has grown, it is pretty crazy. I mean, when you start to look at the numbers, the number of teams that you have for basketball.
When I started my first basketball season, I think was 2001, we had 36 teams.
And then something else that has grown, Special Olympics and those who participate in the Special Olympics. Tell us a little bit more about that.
That's another one that's really growing. And a lot of it is credited to the Miracle League, the David Price Field and the league there. But the city got involved with Special Olympics 4 or 5 years ago and took over the main track meet at MTSU. And it really has exploded. Of course, our school population has grown significantly, but with other programs available, the adult side of Special Olympics has really grown to a huge event. So last year, I think we had close to 600 athletes, and they're predicting 700 this year. So it's another event that just keeps growing and growing. We actually have Special Olympics May 5th and 6th at MTSU. It starts at 10 o'clock each day, and we really invite, of course, we want to invite anyone with a physical or mental challenge to come out and participate, but we really want to put fans in the stands, the community to come out and experience that with the athletes and cheer for the athletes. It makes a huge difference on both sides.
What type of feedback have you gotten from, you know, some of those participants who are there to play or, you know, to win?
Lynn always does amazing stories, but we, you know, our DJ Tam that does the Miracle League announcer, he announces everybody's names, they get their medals. It's very professionally done, so the experience for the athletes is like a world-class experience.
You know, they seem to really
something to come out and see. We've really tried to level it up. We've had a lot of positive feedback from teachers and families and things like that in different interviews that we've done. It definitely is like you do feel like you are at the Olympics. I mean, they, like I said, Thomas, they announce every kid's name. And, you know, we really worked hard last year for the Fans in the Stand campaign, and we did really well with that. We're hoping to do even more this year. So maybe you can come out and bring some of your staff and stuff and cheer on the kids. But it's amazing. It's amazing to see. They have the whole medal ceremony, and they walk up, and Nate and them get to put the medals on them, and there's lunch provided. And it's just the atmosphere and environment is just incredible.
You know, we have such a great community, right? And they hear about us doing something like this, and they think, in Murfreesboro especially, they want to get involved. And they say, hey, I want to volunteer. I want to contribute to this. We're fortunate. We have a good, you know, group from our leadership team in Parks and Recreation, and Thomas and his athletics team. We don't need volunteers to help us with the actual event. We're able to do that. So if you have that volunteer spirit, if you see the passion behind this, please come out and bring a friend. If you have a church group, a small group, a Sunday school class, a civic group, and you have some time, we're not asking you to, you know, to stay all day, every day, but come out and cheer these athletes on. You have no clue, being down on the field, what it means when they hear people cheering for them, whenever they finish, you know, cross the line, do that long jump, throw the softball. It's an experience that a lot of them have never had before. So if you have that volunteer spirit, I'm just asking your listeners to spread the word, come out and join us and just cheer these athletes on.
Now, some of those who do participate, I mean, they feel like they're a real superstar when they go out there on the field.
They are a real superstar.
You've got people cheering for them. You've got, like you said, their name being announced. I mean, this is, they only get to do this type of thing once a year, like
once
this.
Once a year. And I had a mother one time tell me that that's the only time she's ever heard her child's name over an intercom that wasn't at a hospital.
Wow.
And, you know, it,
the stuff that a lot of those parents have gone through. So, I mean, this is a time, I guess, for them to
celebrate their children and watch their children. We have a wonderful set of volunteers from student athletes from both MTSU and Central Magnet School that kind of serve as escorts or help all the athletes and groups of their buddies to get around and to different stations. The trainers, Rutherford County Trainers Association, comes out and, you know, wraps just like they would at a typical track meet.
How do you go about lining up different schools and different coaches to work with some of the kids when they go out there?
So we work with the schools throughout the year. We'll have a meeting in usually January, February, and we talk with all of the teachers how to get their athletes registered. But the big thing is that they really need to start training. So we give them instructions on how to train, and then they submit times for their particular events. That allows us to put all the races together evenly. So they've been planning and training for this for weeks now. Most of the schools have their own shirts made, and they're in a parade before the events, and then we group them together with different classes, so they're not with the same class throughout the day. They go in a group or a heat for their race, and they traverse through the different stations.
And there's a lot of different competitions they have there. How many different competitions do you have?
Well, we have pretty much everyone participates in two events. They have the softball throw, the long jump, standing long jump, the 50 meter, 100 meter. We actually do wheelchair races, and then we have what we call an assisted wheelchair race, which we have to really be careful with the caregivers. They get a little competitive sometimes.
that would be a little scary.
Whatever.
But all of this is coming up. It's going to be in May. And where again?
May 5th and 6th at Dean Hayes Track and Field Stadium at MTSU at 10 a.m., 10 to 3.
You know, what's awesome is always like, you know, you leave after, you know, a couple full days and you feel fulfilled. Your heart's full. You know, you're seeing all of it. You're seeing people cheer. And then you get home, you look on Facebook and see these kids going out, and they have parades for them as they go out, and they're, you know, line the hallways and celebrating them. It's just such a cool thing to see a community come together. And Murfreesboro is just exceptional when it comes to this type of stuff, from our education system, the fans in the stand. So, again, we're making that plea for anybody who can come out. Just join us and just cheer these athletes on.
You know, it is wild, because when you look back not too long ago, we didn't have, for example, the Miracle Field alone. I mean, that was something that was new to the community not too many years back.
Yeah, I think Thomas can talk about it more, but I think what that's done is really changed the culture in the school system. Mm-hmm. You know, we hear stories about, you know, we'll have buddies that interact with somebody who would not have otherwise interacted with on a Friday or Saturday, and then they see them at school on Monday or Tuesday, and they know their name, they're giving them a high five, and it's just, I really feel like it's changing the culture, and it's having a tangible impact on Murfreesboro.
And Thomas, what year was that Miracle Field opened?
We opened in 2017 was our first actual season. We're rolling up on 10 years. And we've hosted two seasons every year with the exception of one. We only hosted one season in 2020, but...
The National All-Star Game,
too. We did host the National All-Stars in 22. So, wildly successful. And I think, like Nate was saying, the benefit to our community far outweighs the benefits to the athletes. We see the athletes every week, and it's amazing for them, no doubt. But those high school athletes that come in and partner with them, they leave with a different perspective.
We played all last week, and we had one of the local area high schools, and they had never actually been out there, this group of students. And by the end of the third game, one of them came up to me, and he was like, "Ma'am, we love this. Like, can we get on a list to, like, be called out anytime?" And just seeing them, and again, they had never done this before. They were actually a wrestling team. I mean, they were amazing with those kids and the adults, and just they really, really got a lot out of it. And so we were like, "Sure, we'll sign you up. So if we need, you know, need extra people sometime, we can call on y'all." But they really enjoyed it, and that's just always fun to see.
Pretty cool. And then I know another thing that is coming up is the Barfield Beach Party, and that's going to be May 2nd. What is that about for those who may be new to the area who have never been to the Barfield Beach Party?
They actually bring in, how much sand is it, Thomas?
It used to be 44-ton, two truckloads, but
almost
I think it's grown now.
The event has grown so much. But it's a big beach party out there at Barfield Park, and they bring in the sand, and we have sand toys and so forth, and then we'll have different contests, and we'll have our DJ out there playing music, and it's just a really fun way to kind of bring the beach to Murfreesboro, so to speak. But that's a really fun event that starts at 5.
Especially for the little ones.
Yeah.
You know, that's never actually gone to the beach. It's just, I mean, it's only 14, 16 inches of sand to you and I, but to a little kid, it's digging. It just keeps digging.
Now, do you ever run across those who are like maybe 7, 8 years old and they've never been to the beach? So this is literally the closest.
We literally have adults that this is
really
the closest they get to the beach.
Wow. What do they tell you when they go out there?
Oh, they've never
usually they just say they're just very grateful.
Thanks, guys.
And like, hey, that, you know, we've never got to really let our kids play in the sand.
They're
and,
thankful we have a hose they can wash your kids off.
Hey, well, speaking of hose, you guys also have the fire department at Barfield Park from time to time, and I believe some other locations
splash
too.
Splash outs.
Yes, we had the splash outs, and those grew a lot last year. You can check the website. I think we have 3 this summer at several of our different parks, and just come out. Murfreesboro Fire Rescue trucks come, and I was at a couple of them last summer, and I mean, the kids just have a blast. Just
it's like a big
in the,
party.
Yeah.
It's last year we had
hundreds and hundreds of people come out. It was a little crazy.
Splash outs have existed for a long time. The rate of growth for the last year doesn't match the rate of growth for the community. So word got out that it's a lot of fun. So be on the lookout for those coming to a park near you.
And then also something coming up, the Tennessee Valley Winds concert. That's going to be May 4th at Old Fort Park. Now, is this the second or third year?
Yeah, I think this is the second year, maybe.
Oh, we've been doing that for a while.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that's been happening. It's had different forms and different functions. But, you know, that's something that people can come out. It's a free concert in the park, May 4th. It's just a lot of fun. It's just kind of been a staple for a long time.
So. What's the parking situation going to be on May 4th?
The parking situation is going to be better May 4th. So we're looking at once we get in the May 10th areas when we think it's going to start really getting really rough. We'll find a way. We'll make a way happen.
It's going to affect spring fling.
Yeah.
And Spring Fling, that too, is just around the corner. And with Spring Fling, that's one of those things that's been going on for a lot of years too, brings in a lot of money into the community as well.
19, 20 years of Spring Fling, I think. So it's been a huge economic impact. I think the community is used to Spring Fling to the point where they embrace it, realize the traffic may be a little more hectic the week of the 20th through the 24th, but it's a lot of visitors into our community, a lot of money spent.
A lot of hotel rooms. In fact, I think usually most of the hotels are all booked out.
And, you know, that's one of the things that we're having to consider across the county is that Spring Fling has gotten to the point where we don't really have enough hotels to book everything. So,
you know, a typical soccer tournament that we might have during the spring and summer that comes in regionally or nationally, we almost have the same amount of people coming just for a soccer tournament as we do all of spring fling. So I think people have gotten accustomed to it.
Right.
And, you know, anytime like the MLS Next tournament comes here, hotels sell out and people are having to stay in Smyrna and in Nashville even.
And when these events take place here, I mean, they're choosing Murfreesboro. I mean, they could go to other locations.
Absolutely.
In Murfreesboro, especially when it comes to in soccer, when we completed the renovation out there, our goal was to make Murfreesboro a destination for soccer development, and that's really happened. We've been working with groups I don't think we ever thought we would have necessarily, but, you know, excited for what that has meant to Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro has also become known for World Turtle Day. Big event there.
Yes.
I didn't know where you were going with that, but yes.
This is a real day that happens right here in Murfreesboro. What do the turtles do on Turtle Day?
They just get celebrated. Lots of education going on, everything out at the Wilderness Station, and it's definitely one of their favorite days. So, and if Rachel was here, you know Rachel loves turtles.
We all love turtles.
Yes, but Rachel really loves turtles.
So on Turtle Day, people go out to Barfield Park, and they're able to meet some new turtles.
See a turtle.
Close-up interaction with some of our turtle ambassadors. And again, like I said, lots of education going on, different games, different things, and that starts at 3.
Do you have turtle races, or what do you...
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Maybe we should. I think the goal is to teach about turtles in a fun and unique way and learn how they play just a huge, impactful role in our ecosystem. And it's been something that, just like everything, has just exploded over the years. It's been around for a long time.
Do you remember the flying turtles that they used to have at every school and elementary school in the gymnasium?
I remember the Ninja Turtles, but...
No. The turtles that you sit on, they have like roller skate wheels on them.
Oh, yeah.
You turn them side to side.
Yeah, in fact, some at McFadden.
Yeah, and some churches would even shut down their gym so that kids could ride their flying turtles.
That's the thing where you kind of just like that.
Yeah, back and forth,
I got
wobble.
Really fast on those.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you bring those out to the skate park?
If I had any, I would. That would be interesting to do at the skate park. I was going to ask, does anybody have those anymore? I mean, Parks Department?
We haven't seen them at the skate park.
Have not seen them.
Now, we do have the scooter boards.
What are the scooter boards?
It's just a little board on wheels that you play broom hockey and different sports on the gym floor with.
I've not tried that. What about the, remember the old kick and go scooters where you used to, there's like a pedal on it? No?
I do remember that.
Yeah. Those were cool too.
I remember the green machine.
I remember the green machine. The big wheels and all that
big
stuff.
Wheel.
Do you see a lot of big wheels on the Greenway Trail?
No, we
not
really
enough.
Don't. We do see the three-wheel bicycles quite a bit.
I see a lot of those.
There's a group that, you know, comes through
the
quite
recumbent
a bit.
Bicycles. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A group of three-wheelers. That's good. Okay, also coming up, in addition to the World Turtle Day, May 23rd, Memorial Day Madness at Borough Beach. Now, I know we mentioned the opening of Borough Beach, but tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, it's just a fun day, music, giveaways. They'll have contests at the pool, different specials. The grand opening of the pool for the summer, it's always just been a big celebration.
That's going to be cool. Now, coming back to the downtown Murfreesboro area and near Cannonsburg, how is everything going with the daylighting of Town Creek? And I know that's not a job that the parks are officially over, I guess, the actual daylighting.
We don't have shovels. We're not going to be out
no
there.
No shovels out there. But what is all happening with that right now?
Yeah, it's moving. You know, that's something that everybody's really excited about. And I think people are going to start seeing some progress out there. Of course, there's always kind of the pre-work that has to happen, the permitting after award is given on a project. But yeah, so I think in the next couple of weeks, people are going to start seeing, you know, more happening out there. And I think they're going to be excited about the final product.
Right now, the creek itself is underground in a culvert.
Yep.
How are they going to actually break open that culvert? And is it just going to be one day I drive into work, there's a creek there? Or how's that going to
just
turn
dynamite?
Out?
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Please don't air that. But no, it's a meticulous process that they'll go through. I don't know the actual means and methods of how that happens. I do know that they've been planning it, working on it for years. So the process lining up that work is going to be something that's meticulous. And I think that the final product with that, and I've seen a lot of the renderings, I think everybody has, is going to be something. And this is more of a generational move for Murfreesboro to say, hey, we're going to preserve this space for generations to come and be able to have a green space in downtown Murfreesboro.
It'll look really cool. I mean, unlike any other city, I'd say.
Yeah, I think it's going to be something that was inspired by other cities who have this type of, you know, open water access through instead of just running it through a culvert. And it'll help, you know, our natural ecosystem to be able for the animals to be able to access that creek side and have just moving water throughout.
You know, some other cities in our state, like Chattanooga, they've got the Tennessee River, Nashville, Cumberland River, then Memphis, the Mississippi River. We're going to have Town Creek.
We got Town Creek. We also have the Stones River.
We do have Stones River.
People underplay the importance of the Stones River. It's a great place to be able to recreate and, you know, paddle and do all kinds of stuff. I know if you can go to our website and you're interested in, you know, stand-up paddle boarding or kayaking or anything like that, check us out because we have all kinds of summer programs just based around water sports.
I did the paddle boarding on the Tennessee River a couple years back. It's kind of boring when the river is as slow as, you know, that. Compared to
it maybe takes a lot of balance too.
It does. Yeah. I'm a professional though.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. Anyway,
so I like doing it on the ocean. That's a lot of fun.
A little more fun there. Yeah. A little more excitement. Yeah. You actually move up and down and fall in and all that stuff. Yeah. Are you going to be able to paddleboard in Town Creek or is that too shallow?
Yeah, I think it'd be a little bit too shallow. I think maybe a little bit too narrow. Because you can see where Town Creek in front of Canonsburg, that's really basically what you're going to see. So I think if anybody wants to see exactly how that water is moving, it comes out of that culvert under Front Street and it rushes right by in front of Canonsburg between the Greenway and Canonsburg. So,
and this is going to create a space where people can go picnic. You can have different, I guess, events and festivities down there.
Yeah, I think we want to create, you know, as we look at Canonsburg and the vitality of Canonsburg, we want to create kind of a culture right next to downtown Murfreesboro. And it's going to be something that we'll be able to do all kinds of stuff. I see a lot of cultural activities, you know, music, art. I see a lot of stuff like that happening.
And then Veterans Park, that is another one of those things that is underway, as we mentioned in the beginning. But where does all of that stand with Veterans Park and the development of it, and how long will all that take now that we're a little further into it?
Yeah, so about 500 days is what we think for the construction timeline. Once we get that going, I think people are already asking. I get an email at least twice a week about wanting to book an event, that type of stuff at Veterans, because we do have that event space. So we're going to get closer to, we've got some policy development that needs to happen because we don't want to inhibit just public access to that park and be able to have just the community be able to use that and enjoy that. So it might be a little bit of time that we bring in outside events. We'll do some internal stuff until we get our kind of our feet wet with how that works. But once we have online, it's going to be something I think the community is really going to enjoy.
And that's going to be a good sized park. How many acres out there?
153 total acreage. You know, there is space that's preserved. The trail network will go throughout the whole park right now. But in case there's future education needs, we do have a space that a school might be able to go on, or potentially other city services like a police precinct, fire station, that type of thing.
And to give people an idea of how many acres that is, what it looks like, how big is Old Fort Park, and then how big's Barfield Park?
Well, Barfield's unique. Barfield is 473 acres, and people, you know, see that don't see that because so much of it is backcountry area. So if you take basically that front part with the ball field and the front part of the disc golf course, you know, you're looking at roughly 150 acres, something like that.
It's a lot of land.
It's a lot of land. Yeah. So we're fortunate in Murfreesboro. Other communities really don't have this opportunity. And this has been done for a long time when it comes to previous councils who designated just big pieces of property as park space that we're able to develop, and then some that we're just able to preserve. So we have a unique situation. You know, our staff, we know that. We know the importance of making sure that those spaces are preserved and activated appropriately.
If anybody would like to learn more about Parks and Rec, what can they do?
You can follow on all of our social medias and go to Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation, and we have tons from there. But MurfreesboroParks.com is our website, and it's the place to go for up-to-date information.
Sounds good. Again, we've been talking about Parks and Rec here in Murfreesboro, and we appreciate y'all joining us this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
This is a WGNS Action Line. Talking with Rutherford County newsmakers for 78 years. Celebrating 78 years of being your good neighbor station.
May 9th, the 50th year of the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
50 years of farm-to-family freshness. At the Lane Agripark on John R. Rice Boulevard.
7 a.m. to 1. It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
May 9th at Lane Agripark in Murfreesboro.
Does your home need freshening up? Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. We do painting, new flooring, anything that you need. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Farrah Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. For home restoration at a price you can afford, Farrah Construction can get the job done, no matter how big or small it is. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.